Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, good to be with all of you on a Sunday evening. Sean Pendergast with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And time right now to talk a little gambling, a little handicapping, and joining me to talk about that as he does each and every week. You can find him on Twitter at Fezzik Sports, and he joins me from pregame.com. Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Fez, happy new year. Great to talk to you. How are you?
I am very good, Sean. Thanks for having me back here this new year.
Yeah, absolutely. We got playoff football, so all is well. And I want to ask you, there's only one game still left on the docket for this weekend, and it's Cleveland and Pittsburgh, which might be the most intriguing one from a handicapping perspective, Fez, because I know we talk about the worth of quarterbacks on the spread quite a bit when you and I talk, but head coaches obviously are something that get power ranked and can move the needle on a spread as well. This is the first head coach that we've seen impacted in terms of not being able to coach a game because of COVID. I want to ask you about Kevin Stefanski with the Browns, and especially because he's not just any coach, he's the play caller for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, the market is saying that he's only worth a modest amount, and I'm frankly shocked by that, because what's the book been on Cleveland? They've had bad head coaches, and they've massively underperformed. And then under Stefanski, here's a team that never has had a winning record and has frankly had just disastrous seasons, and I know that they went 11-5 and really overachieved to do so because they got outscored over the course of a season. But I think a big part of that was brilliant Stefanski play calling. And I think this is a huge deal that he's not going to be there.
Yeah, and the narrative, I mean, you just touched on it. Like, look, the predictions are based oftentimes on perception. Certainly spreads are based on perception. How much do you bake into the fact that this is one of those teams where the narrative surrounding the Browns this year is, wow, look what a difference a head coach can make. Just that perception. Forget about he's the play caller for a second. The fact that it feels like he's the difference between them being 6-10 and 11-5.
And I remember one game in particular, and I don't recall which game it was, but Cleveland picked up a 4th-and-1 when they threw a pass to Mayfield. And then they scored on a 3rd-and-1 in the red zone on a pass to an old lineman. Those are the sort of play calls you just never used to see under the prior Cleveland coaches, and you won't see with a special teams coach coaching them today.
Yeah, so with that being the only game left this weekend, I guess I'll ask you, who do you like in that one tonight?
So I really like Pittsburgh. I thought this line, which had steamed up to 6, would just keep going up, up, up. And it's actually come back to 5.5, which I can't understand, because not only do you have the coaching, the head coach out, but you've got other coaches missing. You've got a week of completely disrupted practices with the practice facility closed, and you've got key injuries. You've got on the offensive and the defensive line, Cleveland missing 2 key players. I could only look Pittsburgh.
Yeah, how much of that? The line kind of petering out there, Fez, and kind of settling in under a touchdown, you think, is maybe some recency with Pittsburgh, where they were the hot team for the first 11 weeks when they started 11-0. But I think if you followed them, you could tell that they were a little bit of a phony 11-0 team, and they kind of showed their real colors down the stretch.
No doubt about it. And I certainly agree with that. However, I think it was magnified by the fact of bad spot after bad spot. They had to play that Wednesday game. And they lost to Washington when they had a super short week, 5 days, Wednesday to to having to play on Monday. And they won the first half handily, ran out of gas. Same thing happened the next week at Buffalo, where they outplayed the Bills four and a half and then again ran out of gas. This is the first game in about 6 weeks that I can make the case, hey, this is a good spot for Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's the team that got to coast, go through the motions against Cleveland last week, while Cleveland had the all-in game. So the energy edge in this game actually favors Pittsburgh.
Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. I should mention Fez is a two-time Super Contest winner out in Vegas, so his opinion most assuredly matters. Fez, I want to circle over to Deshaun Watson, who had one of the most unique seasons that I've ever seen a quarterback have. I guess before we get into some of the discussions, some of the speculation that he could request a trade, I don't think the speculation about where he's at with the Texans and being happy right now, I don't think that's speculation. I think that's true. Whether or not it results in him being sent to another team remains to be seen. But I know you power rank the quarterbacks. Where is Deshaun Watson in your quarterback power rankings?
Yeah, I have him top five. I think five is my number right now. And frankly, this is the first time I can ever remember that a team had a top five quarterback that was healthy, played all year long, and couldn't win seven games. So Houston only being able to win four, this is just unprecedented territory. Drew Brees had a couple of teams with really, really bad defenses that only won seven. But to only win four is just, I'm trying to put my arms around, how could the Houston defense have been that bad? And obviously they lost a whole lot of close games also.
Yeah, well, yeah, but no, Fez, you know, I do pregame and postgame for the Texans, so I'm well aware. I'm painfully aware. And I know you're just pointing that out for the audience, but it, like every time I hear it, it's like PTSD. I'm like, oh, God, what a season. What a horrible season that was. Are there any, I know that there's some books out there that put wagers out there on things like that. I don't know that they do it necessarily in Vegas in sports books, but on whether or not Deshaun would be moved. If you had to handicap Deshaun Watson, the chances of him getting traded, what would you say it is?
Oh, I think very, very low, because it's so hard to get a franchise quarterback that when you have one, you should do everything humanly possible to keep him as an organization. So I have to feel that Houston's going to keep him happy.
Yeah, placate him, absolutely. Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Fez, just looking at this wild card round, I know you're taking Pittsburgh in this game tonight as the favorite, but boy, the favorites covering has not been a trend at all over the last, not just this season, all three dogs got their... but the underdogs have been the play over the last three or four years, haven't they?
Yeah, and the road teams have done very well, a wild card round. You know, the Washington game was interesting because it was eight for most of the week, and then because Heinicke had to play, you know, that spread inflated. So that one kind of was a push for most of the money bet during the week, but you nailed it. The Rams absolutely were the right side. Buffalo did get up by 14 points, so a little bit of you could make the case for possibly Buffalo should have had a chance to cover in that game as well. We'll see if it continues. I'll tell you this. This is shocking to me. If you told me the Bears were going to be unable to have any offense in this game, that they would cover the first half, I would not have believed it. So just a really bad performance by Drew Brees and the offense. Very shocking bad performance.
That happens with the Saints though sometimes in the post. It's been a while since they've been a safe play in the early round of the playoffs, Fez, the Saints. So I want to ask you this. We don't know what the matchups are going to be yet for next week. We got to see how this Bears Saints game plays out, and then obviously Steelers and Browns tonight. That'll dictate who plays where next week. Are there any particular matchups that as you kind of look ahead and looking at what you think the number might be, that you're looking forward to, possibly like matchups that you're rooting for, that you're hoping for the opportunity to wager on?
Just would love to have a warm weather team go to Lambeau, because in a year with hardly any fans, home field has not been what it should be. But Green Bay is the one spot. They have a unique playing surface, which already gives them an edge versus opponents. And you add in some bad weather. I think we saw that when Tennessee went there week 16 in the snow, and Tennessee was slipping and sliding. If we can get a warm weather team into Lambeau, that absolutely would greatly favor the Packers.
Fez, what's the one biggest element in handicapping when you handicap a playoff game versus a game in the regular season? You know, same two teams, but they're playing in the postseason now as opposed to the regular season. What's the biggest variable that you either add into it being the playoffs or you remove from the equation because it's not the regular season anymore?
Well, this variable wouldn't have helped you find any winning bets, but that's namely that favorites just typically do not let up because win or you go home, you can't afford to get up 10, 14 and not keep, you know, playing your absolute A game. So because of that, the backdoor covers are more difficult for the underdogs typically. But I tell you what, didn't stop Indianapolis from going ahead and shot putting the ball left and right in the second half and matriculating down the field and getting their backdoor cover. So we'll see if that continues. And certainly Washington did the same thing against Tampa Bay in the second half.
I was on Buffalo in that game, Fez, so I was obviously disappointed in the outcome of that game. But I got to be honest with you, and I know Buffalo was up 14 at one point in the second half. It was a weird game. Like, I felt like Buffalo was lucky to be up 14. I mean, the Colts turned the ball over on downs deep in the territory. They missed a field goal in the first half. I thought the Colts should have been up by 7-10 points at halftime. They were down by 4.
Yeah, Josh Allen did not look like he looked all season long, where Josh Allen, this is the most amazing thing, 2017 and 2018, he was one of the 5 most inaccurate starting quarterbacks in the league. And this year, he was, I got my years wrong, move them all up 1 year. His first 2 years, yeah, Josh Allen was very inaccurate. And this past year, he was the 2nd most accurate year in the NFL. Crazy.
That's rare, right? I mean, quarterback, like, that's the one thing. If you come in from college as an inaccurate quarterback, generally speaking, you remain inaccurate in the NFL. That was the knock on him coming in. That's a little surprising that he's been able to fix to that degree that he's been able to fix it, right?
Exactly right. It's so rare that you even see market improvement, and here he was totally inaccurate at Wyoming, totally inaccurate his first 2 years to going to being the 2nd most accurate quarterback. I tell you this, if that Buffalo D can play anything, and it hasn't year to date, but it's gotten better second half of the year, but anything close to what they were last year with the way Josh Allen's playing, they certainly could win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Buffalo, I think they can go into Kansas City and win a football game, no doubt about that. Steve Fezzik, pregame.com, joining me. Fez, before I let you go, any thoughts on the college football national championship on Monday night, tomorrow night, between Alabama and Ohio State?
Just a lean to Ohio State, and the reason being is, you know, college football is different than the NFL, where we have 16 data points with the NFL, and we weigh them all pretty closely, although the most recent ones we weigh more. But I think in college, you can make the case that Ohio State has basically played a 1-game schedule, and that was back against Indiana earlier. And we have no idea how good Ohio State is. And I think because of that, the fact that they absolutely crushed Clemson, I think you have to, like, bump their power rating significantly upwards. So even though this look-ahead line was 10.5, and now it's 8, 8.5, I don't think it's been enough of an adjustment.
Do you think that they've benefited greatly from not only the truncated schedule, not only not having the wear and tear of 11 or 12 games on the tire, but also the fact that their postponed games and their canceled games all came almost functioned like a bye week? Like, their schedule almost went week on, week off, week on, week off for the entire season, even into the postseason.
Yeah, there's no doubt that you look in terms of the injuries and that accumulate over the course of a year. And, you know, look no further. Alabama finally gets back, you know, their 2nd great wide receiver, Waddle. We'll see if he's going to be 100% or if he can even play. But those sort of injuries just that's a marquee injury, so people know about it. But for every one of those, there's linemen playing who are just all banged up from having all these SEC games, and it takes a toll on you.
Steve Fezzik, pregame.com. You can get him on Twitter at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K. Fez, it is great to catch up with you, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again next week when we are going to be smack dab in the middle of the divisional round of the postseason, my friend. Looking forward to it. Appreciate you making time.
Steelers are my best bet, -5.5. Thank you, Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.